Our next story about Earth's changing climate is part of a year-long series that NPR is producing along with National Geographic. The story is set on some granite islands just off the coast of Northern California, once known as the Devil's Teeth. Hundreds of thousands of migratory seabirds fly there every spring to breed and feast on sea life. But some of those birds recently started to abandon their nests, and scientists suspect it's because of shifts in global wind patterns, a consequence of global warming. To find out more, an NPR reporter hitched a ride on a supply boat headed out to the islands. His report begins 4 hours later in high winds and heavy seas.
This is John Nielsen, and I am seasick. I'm in the hold of a 30-foot sailboat headed west out of San Francisco Bay, a bunch of rocky islands called the Farallones. Farallones happen to be a kind of smoke alarm for climate change in the area, and according to some of the biologists on the boat with me, that smoke alarm is now going off.
Okay, now watch the cables as we go up. Lift it up.
Understanding how a bunch of islands can be smoke alarms got easier a half an hour later, after I had moved out of the supply boat and into a great big orange dinghy. There aren't any docks out on the Farallones, but there is a crane on a cliff that can lift dinghies up out of the water.
We're airborne.
We are airborne.
Flying boat.
As we rise, I start to see the nests built by as many as 200,000 breeding seabirds. Biologist Pete Worsbach says it looks like the nests are everywhere because they are everywhere.
Pretty much every square inch of the island is used by one species or another. Between the 12 species breeding here, they cover every bit.
Worsbach works for PRBO Conservation Science, a nonprofit group that studies seabirds on the Farallones at the behest of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. As he brings the dinghy down, we're swarmed by shrieking western gulls that try to hit us in the head with poop bombs. Welcome to the Farallones National Wildlife Refuge, Worsbach says. You may hate the howling winds and the wicked winter storms,
but it's a perfect place for the seabirds, and they usually thrive out here.
Worsbach says these seabirds thrive because those howling winds have turned this refuge into one big feeding trough. Almost every spring, he says, the winds churn the ocean in a way that pulls bottom waters up to the surface. A colleague of Worsbach's named Russ Bradley says these giant upwellings of water are usually full of tiny animals called krill. Breeding seabirds can't get enough of them.
That's really the base of the ocean food chain in this area, and as krill goes, so goes the system.
Bradley says that point was pounded home 3 years ago when something knocked this giant ecosystem badly out of whack. Seabird populations crashed all over the islands, he says, and one of them, a reclusive bird that calls out in the middle of the night, crashed right through the floor.
Okay, it's 4 a.m. I am sitting on the leeward side of the field house on the Farallones. Can you hear that? That call that sounds sort of like, let me in, let me in. Anyway, that is the call of the Cassin's auklet, of the bird whose sudden collapse turned it into kind of a poster species for the effect that climate change can have on wildlife.
Biologist Pete Worsbach says the Cassin's auklet used to be one of the most common birds on the Farallones, but 3 years ago, after flying in and breeding like they always do, the auklets suddenly abandoned all of their nests.
They laid eggs, but then they just could not continue the effort. It takes a lot of energy to breed, and there just wasn't enough food out there to support all that effort, so they abandoned the eggs.
Worsbach and Russ Bradley say they read through 40 years worth of field notes kept by seabird experts on the islands and found nothing close to what they'd seen. But 1 year later, according to Bradley, they saw it all happen again.
That's what started to make us worry.
Bradley says he isn't sure what forced this seabird crisis, but he does have a strong suspicion. It involves the jet stream that blows high up in the atmosphere.
In recent years, the jet stream has been changing its path in ways that might be linked to global warming. Bradley thinks these changes warp the winds that feed the Farallones.
And that's where we think things broke down in the past couple of years.
So the upwelling didn't come when it was supposed to come?
No.
The winds didn't blow like they were supposed to blow?
No.
And the birds didn't breed like they were supposed to breed?
No.
Is that what you call a global warming footprint?
It's definitely one way to interpret it, for sure. It's something that's always present in your mind, and it's something that we know is happening.
If these changes hold and spread, they could end up disrupting one of the most productive ocean currents in the world. It runs from Alaska down to Baja California, and it is full of commercially important fish that feed on krill. If these fish stocks were to crash, Bradley says the economic impacts could be huge and lasting. He says he doesn't know whether this will happen, however, and so far this year, the Cassin's auklets aren't giving him any clues. The birds did stay on their nest this year, but the chicks have not done well. Many are small and weak, and some have died of starvation. John Nielsen, NPR News.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.